Welcome to another episode of Nursing Ask Caring, where we share the extraordinary stories of those who are shaping the future of healthcare. I am your host, Zerlyn Anenton, and today we are delving into the lives of two remarkable women whose work in nursing has transformed how we think about care, Anne Boykin and Sabina O. Schoenhofer. Their collaborative efforts have paved the way for a more compassionate, human-centered approach to nursing, with a focus on the importance of caring in practice. Anne Boykin began her career in nursing in 1966, graduating from Alverna College in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. She received her master's degree from Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, and her doctorate degree from Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee. She retired in the fall of 2011 and is Professor Emerita of the Christine E. Lynn College of Nursing at Florida Atlantic University. She is currently the director of the college's Anne Boykin Institute for the Advancement of Caring in Nursing. She was the president of the International Association for Human Caring from 1993 to 1996. As immediate past president, she served as co-editor of the journal International Association for Human Caring from 1996 to 1999. Boykin's scholarly work is centered on caring as the grounding for nursing. Evidenced in her books, Nursing as Caring, A Model for Transforming Practice, and Living a Caring-Based Program. Additionally, Dr. Boykin edited Power, Politics, and Public Policy, A Matter of Caring, and Caring as Healing, Renewal Through Hope, co-edited with Gout. In 2014, Boykin's Schoenhofer and Valentin co-edited Healthcare System Transformation for Nursing and Healthcare System Leaders, Implementing a Culture of Caring, which provides strategies for living caring values for all members in the healthcare system. Sabina O. Schoenhofer spent 3 years in the Amazon region of Brazil, working as a volunteer in community development. Her initial nursing degree was completed in Wichita State University, where she also earned graduate degrees in nursing, psychology, and counseling. She completed a PhD in Educational Foundations and Administrations at Kansas State University in 1983. She co-founded Nightingale Songs, an early venue for communicating the beauty of nursing in poetry and prose, in 1990. She co-authored Nursing as Caring, A Model for Transforming Practice with Anne Boykin. Additionally, she has written numerous articles on nursing values, primary care, nursing education, support, touch, and mentoring. Her career in nursing has been significantly influenced by three colleagues: Anne Ashgen, whose community nursing practice in Brazil presented an inspiring model of nursing; Marilyn E. Parker, PhD, a faculty colleague who mentored her in the idea of nursing as a discipline, the academic role of higher education in the world of nursing theories and theorists; and lastly, Anne Boykin, PhD, who introduced her to caring as a substantive field of study in nursing. She serves on the Ethics Advisory Committee at the University of Mississippi Medical Center. She is professor of nursing at University of Mississippi Medical Center School of Nursing and adjunct professor at the Florida Atlantic University College of Nursing. Sabina O. Schoenhofer is committed to the study of nursing. Now, we will go to the major concepts and definitions of these theories. Focus and intention of nursing. Disciplines of knowledge are communities of scholars who develop a particular perspective on the world and what it means to be in the world. The focus of nursing from the perspective of the theory of nursing as caring is that the discipline of knowledge in professional practice is nurturing persons living and growing in caring. Caring is expressed in nursing and is the intentional and authentic presence of the nurse with another who is recognized as living and caring and growing in caring. Sensitivity and skill in creating unique and effective ways of communicating caring are developed through the nurse's intention to care. Next is perspective of persons as caring. The fundamental assumption of the theory is that all persons are caring. Person, therefore, is recognized as constantly unfolding in caring. From the perspective of the theory, fundamentally, potentially, and actually, each person is caring, even though every act of the person might not be understood as caring. Next is the nursing situation. The nursing situation is the locus of all that is known and done in nursing, and is conceptualized as the shared life experience in which caring between nurse and nursed enhances personhood. The nursing situation involves an expression of values, intentions, and actions of two or more persons choosing to live a nursing relationship. Next is personhood. Personhood implies being oneself as an authentic caring person and being open to unfolding possibilities for caring. In the intimacy of caring, respect for self as person and respect for others are values that affirm personhood. Next is direct invitation. The direct invitation opens the relationship to true caring between the nursed and nursed. Invitations to share what matters, such as how might I nurse you in ways that are meaningful to you, or what truly matters most to you at this moment, are communicated in the personal language of the nurse. These uniquely expressed invitations of caring call forth responses of mutual valuing and the beauty of the caring between. Next is calls for nursing. Calls for nursing are calls for nurturance perceived in the mind of the nurse. Calls for nursing are individually relevant ways of saying, know me as a caring person in the moment and be with me as I try to live fully who I truly am. Caring between. When the nurse enters the world of the other person with the intention of knowing the other as a caring person, the encounter gives rise to the phenomena of caring between within, which personhood is nurtured. It is in the context of caring between that personhood is nurtured, each expressing self and recognizing the other as a caring person. Next is nursing response. The knowing of a person clarifies the call for nursing and shapes the nursing response, transforming the knowledge brought by the nurse to the situation from general to particular and unique. Nursing responses to calls for caring evolve as nurses clarify their understanding of calls through presence and dialogue. Such responses are uniquely created for the moment and cannot be predicted or applied as pre-planned protocols. And lastly, the story as method for knowing nursing. Nursing stories embody the life experience of nursing situations involving the nurse and the nurse. As a repository of nursing knowledge, any single nursing situation has the potential to illuminate the depth and complexity of experience as life. That is the caring that takes place between the nurse and the one nurse. Story as method recreates and represents the essence of the experience, making the knowledge of nursing available for further study. This has been Zerline Alanton, and you have been listening to Nursing as Caring. Take care and stay tuned for more inspiring stories.